After living in New York for a decade and spending almost two entire years on the road as a professional touring dancer, I decided to get some sunshine and try my luck in Los Angeles. One of my best friends lived there, so I snagged an apartment up the street from her and then spent the next month running around in a black fishnet catsuit trying, unsuccessfully, to book a job. For example, I spent two full days of my life auditioning for Christina Aguilera, only to have her creative team hire just the dancers that she had worked with previously. Essentially, they did us all dirty. Get it? What a big waste of time. So in the middle of trying very hard to be a backup dancer, I was not trying at all to be a television host. But to be honest, when you are desperate for ways to pay rent, you'll apply for every job that you are qualified for and almost all of the ones that you are wrong for, too. This is obviously a true story, but I once went to an audition for women who played the bass guitar. It was like for a makeup brand. Spoiler alert, I don't play the bass guitar. Being a TV host had never occurred to me. I didn't even own a television. Everyone that's known me since the year 2000 when I moved to New York City has learned that I read books and I put my extra money in an emergency fund. I would never waste any amount of money buying something as stupid as a TV. By the time this book comes out, I will have won three Emmy Awards for appearing and also making a living appearing on TV, but I digress. During this time in my life, I had started a blog that had gained a bit of a following. Eventually, that rolled into getting a part-time job as a staff writer with a company called BuzzNet, but only under the premise of my own blog. Sometimes a weird opportunity to make a blog video would come along. Now, this is way before streaming services, TikTok, Instagram Reels, or any video at all really existed on the internet. Even YouTube was brand new. For fun, I had been dabbling in the medium, editing videos of my rocket shenanigans between shows of the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. My series, End Girl Stage Right, had a whopping total of about 140 views. I was obviously destined for stardom. Somehow, through a friend, I landed a meeting with one of the top hosting agents in Hollywood. I'm not actually sure if this person was a top hosting agent, but it was sold to me as a star-making event, and so I went. When I got there, the agent took one look at me and my resume, which was filled primarily with backup dancing for superstars and or high-kicking for Santa Claus, and said, "Well, Kelty, if you want to be a host, you should just go on The Bachelor." I went home that night, found the website to apply, and immediately put in my application. Had I ever seen The Bachelor? It's unclear. All I knew was that it involved falling in love and wearing pretty dresses. I vaguely remembered that back in high school, I may have watched Trista and Ryan get married and then read in some magazine in the grocery store checkout line that they got paid $1 million to say I do on TV.